We left off in the middle of Siman Taf Beis. The Mechaber discussed a case where there's a well of water that's exactly between two tchumen. One side of the well is in the tchum of one city, and the other side is in the tchum of a different city. And the Mechaber said you have to have a mechitza in between the well, and each side could draw their well. And the Mishnah Berurah brings the Pirkei Avodim that even if the other city belongs to Goyim, it's a Goyish city, you still need a mechitza to separate between the two halves. The Sharetzini says in the Pirkei Avodim, it's mavur, the dafka of the other half. On the other side is a Goy city. But a private Goy that he has, he lives on the other side, and Shaykh to his tchum, that does not Aser. Shartian brings a Shiloh of it's a private Yid, the private Goy for sure does not Aser. Here in the Simmer discussing if it's a city. Two cities, Yiddish a city, and the other city can either be Yiddish or Goyish, so you have to have Machita separate in the two halves. The Machaber says if the water is moving, it's not like in a well that sits in one place, right? It's my Moshka, it's moving water, so then there's not any Tikkun, there's not any Machita in the middle. Because the water is not kind of shvisa anywhere until someone fills up the water in his bucket, and then he's kind of it goes karagim mali, gets his tchum shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says that even if it belongs to somebody, the water, as long as it's moving water, it does not get his tchum, rather goes karagim mali, the person who fills it up. And the Ramah says, let's say rather than a well, let's say you have a bar that's full of tevin, full of straw, or tfuah, grain, and you want to give your animals to eat. The people from one side can give their animals to eat, people from the other side give them their side. You don't have to worry that people are going to take from the opposite side. There is no need for machitza. Unlike water, which is constantly moving around and mixing together, that's what is needed for machitza. Siman Tov Gimel discusses a bika, a valley, that Goyim surrounded it. Some of Shavas Bika, Star of Shabbos, and a bika in the valley. And Mishnah Berurah explains there's Kadesh Visa there to walk 2,000 amas every direction from his spot in the middle of the valley. Carry, he can only carry for amas, it's a carmelis, but to walk, he walk 2,000 amas. And Goyim came at Shabbos, and they made machitza around it. And Mishnah Berurah says, we pass on machitza, asuri, Shabbos, machitza, man, Shabbos, shma machitza, is then machitza, and it works. And these guys made this machitza, it was actually a hookah for ladira. They made it for dira purposes so people would be able to live inside of it. Because the machitza was not for hekka for ladira, Mishnah Berurah explains. Then the area of the hekka was more than base of Sayim. Practically, it means for us it's more than 15,000 square feet. Then the machitza will not help, and you'll still not be able to carry more than 4 amas. So we're discussing the machitza was made ladira, but the machitza only made on Shabbos. So for Tchumen, the Mechaber says, that does not help you, and you still can only walk 2,000 amas each direction. We did not say the area is hookah for machitzas. Now becomes cool if a dalad amas, like 4 amas, 50,000 amas, stung outside the machitzas. And the reason is, Mishnah Berurah explains, the Mechaber says, you weren't Shabbos av machitzas. Mishnah Berurah explains that machitzas only work if the machitzas were there before Shabbos and you were in those machitzas, so that was considered like 4 amas, the gabayu, and then 2,000 amas start after. But here, when Shabbos started, only the 4 amas around you were considered your dalad amas, then you got 2,000 amas from there. So then, the fact that we put machitza on Shabbos, it's not going to help. And it's not the same as Halach and Siman Tov Hei, that Mishnah will get to when we go up to Siman Tov Hei, two Simanim away. They have Goyim take someone out of a tchum against his will on Shabbos. They put him in a city. It's Mukav Chayma. We let him use the whole city. We treat it as Dal Amos. You know, he did not start on Shabbos, the machitza of that city. Because there, he's out of a tchum. All we have is 4 Amos. All right, so we can seal the whole city like 4 Amos, let him have the whole city. Here he has 2,000 Amos in every direction. Not such Rachmanis. So there's no reason we should say that, even though the machitzas came about in the middle of Shabbos, that speaker said, Dal Amos, and give him additional 2,000 outside of the machitzas, rather, only has the original 2,000 Amos he started off Shabbos with. Now, to metaltal, in this area, what about carrying this area now that it has machitzas around it? To throw things, you can throw it out of the 2,000 Amos, because the machitzas that man Shabbos are machitzas, and it's a fire to go Rosh Yochid, to go Rosh Yochid, and you can carry and throw anywhere in this Rosh Yochid. However, to metaltal, the Ramah says to actually carry, to walk around carrying something that we don't let you carry over here in this area that got the machitza on Shabbos. And the reason is, Mishnah Berurah explains that since you're not going to be able to carry more than 2,000 amas, because then you'd be walking out of your tchum, a throw you could throw. What are you going to throw? Either Shvisa's Kalim, you'll throw someone else's item. He has a bigger tchum. He made it out of tchumen. But to carry means you're going to have to actually walk out of your 2,000 amas, so you can't carry out of your 2,000 amas, because you can't walk out of your 2,000 amas. So, Shema Tarma, at least up to 2,000 amas, you should be allowed to carry now, because now you are allowed to walk. No, it's parts of the Makama Asala. Since these 2,000 amas, which you're allowed to walk and carry, are parts are open to the area beyond 2,000 amas, up to the Mechitzas, so therefore that asks the whole area in carrying. And that's the Pshat and the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah says, however, that many places can argue on this. Rishonim, and others, and Rishonim and Achronim, and they say not like this, and they say that it's not good parts of the Makama Asala, since technically you could carry all the way up to the Mechitzas. It's a technical problem that you can't carry because you can't walk more than 2,000 amas, and therefore they say that even though to walk only walk up 2,000 amas, same way you can throw the whole area, you could carry the whole area. Now you can't carry because you can't walk more than 2,000 amas. Okay, but up to 2,000 amas point, at least you'll be able to carry. And that's the Maskan of the Achronim, that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskens.